Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Bet, we have another case about Olin, and that is related to the previous cases. And here, it would be L'divrei HaKol. This is not going to be a Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. And the case is Shtei Kupos U'Shtei Meguros. If you have two buckets, right, two containers, or two storehouses, and each of them has 50 se'ah of chulin in it. So, shenafla se'ah truma, l'soch achas mehen, v'en yidu l'ez mehen nafla. And then one se'ah of truma falls into one of these containers or one of the storehouses, and you don't know which one, right? So we're not talking about four things. We're talking about either a case of two containers or a case of two storehouses, right? Not a case of two of each. So in either case, it doesn't matter if they're storehouses or containers. The Mishnah is giving us two possibilities. So for our purposes, let's just use containers. It makes it easier to keep track of. So if you have two containers of 50 se'ah of chulin each, and one se'ah of truma fell into one of the containers, so and you don't know which one. So in that case, ma'alos zo'azo. They combine to be ma'al the truma. Why do they combine to be ma'al the truma? Both according to Rabbi Elazar and according to Yeshua, because all 100 se'in of chulin in the two containers are part of the safek, right? You look at any grain of wheat in these two containers, you could say, well, maybe this is truma. And therefore, since they're all part of the safek, they're all mitzarif, and they all combine to be mevatel, or really to be ma'ale the truma. And therefore, you just scoop out a se'ah of truma and give it to the kohen. And interestingly, it doesn't matter where you scoop where you take this new truma scoop from. You could take it all from one. You could take it all from the other. You could take it half and half. Even though, you know for sure if you take it from half and half that half of it is not the original truma. That's okay. The original truma is batel. We're giving this new truma because of Gezel HaShevet, right? We have to give it so that the Kohanim don't lose out. It's okay to take it from anywhere. Rabbi Shimon extends this principle even further. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilim b'shtei ariyaros, ma'alo zo'aso. Rabbi Shimon says, you know, this is true. This thing with the two containers is true even if the containers are in completely different cities. Or storehouses, right? I have one storehouse in Chicago, and I have one storehouse in New York, and they're very far away from one another, but I know that a se'ah of truma fell into one of them, and I don't know which one. And it's impossible for me to find out which one. So still, the bottom line is, I have 50 se'in in one place, and 50 se'in in another place, and one se'ah that fell into one of them, then I have 101 se'in involved in the safek, one truma and 100 chulin, and therefore the 100 chulin is ma'ale the one se'ah of truma. That's Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim say, no, come on, it's just too far apart. You know, they have to like be in the same place, right? They have to be reasonably close to one another in order for it to be considered one safek that they can be joined together to be ma'ale the truma.